الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command that we all should hold fast onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the deen of Allah, the kitab of Allah, and we should not become divided. In order for us to achieve this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse says that there should be a nation from among you, an ummah from among you, the Muslims, that will constantly make da'wah in al-khayr. They would invite towards goodness, and they would make amar bin ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. They would bid what is good, and they would forbid what is evil. Allah says they are the successful people. If we do not make amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, then there is a hadith that has severe warnings. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Pak, it is close that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you. That's if we do not make amar bil ma'roof and we do not make nahi anil munkar. The Mufassir Dahhak says that this amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, there should be a dedicated group of people. So these people will dedicate themselves also towards doing this work of amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And who are these people in this time? He says it refers to the ulama and the mujahideen, those who strive in the path of Allah. So they make da'wah, and then they make amar bil ma'roof, and then they make nahi anil munkar. Allah says they are the successful ones. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Then, O you Muslims, don't become like those who are divided and those who differed. مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. After the clear signs had come to them. We know the other religions, like Nasara, and they have broken up into so many different sects after they had the Kitab. The Torah came to them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For people who do this, there is a painful, a severe punishment. And when will they experience this punishment? Allah says, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. Allah shows us this punishment. What will happen on that day of Qiyamah? Faces will become whitened, and then there will be faces that will become blackened. So faces will be whitened, and faces will be blackened. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ. Allah says, as for those people whose faces have now become blackened, this will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ. So why are the faces now black here on the day of Qiyamah? It's because they were supposed to be together in deen, following deenul Islam, and not be divided in that deen. But these people, they opted to follow bid'ah, and they chose to turn away from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So because of this, on account of this, the following verse or statement will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ. You did bring iman, you said amantu billah. Was it then after you have brought iman that you have disbelieved? فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. In other words, you turned away from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Some say that this refers to the munafiqeen, that they said amanna billah on their tongues, but in their hearts they were really disbelievers. So this question will be posed to them, that have you now disbelieved after saying you have brought iman? So on account of that, now you should taste the adab. فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Now taste the adab on account of your disbelief. And with regards to those people whose faces are white now in Jannah, Allah says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. In other words, the nur will be seen on their faces. فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. They are in Allah's mercy. They are enjoying the jannat, the gardens of Allah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will remain in these jannat forever. Allah says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. These are the ayat of Allah. We recite them unto you in all truth. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We just heard now about the iqab, the punishment that the kuffar will receive. It does not mean that Allah is now zalim by giving them this punishment, by meeting out this punishment to them. Allah doesn't intend zulam. Allah doesn't intend to oppress anybody. But what happens here is these kuffar deserve this punishment on account of their own disbelief. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. All matters will then return to Allah. In other words, Allah knows, Allah is aware of whatever you do. If all matters are going back to Allah, then a day is going to come, which is called Yawmul Deen, Yawmul Hisab, Yawmul Jaza, a day of Deen, that is, Allah is going to now take us all into account for all what we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us on that day.